All right. How many of you have seen a guitar like this before? Anybody? How many have not? Any? All right. Oh, well, a lot of people. Okay. This is a cigar box guitar. Now, can you guess how I got that name? Because it's made from a cigar box, yeah. So here's the thing about this. Cigar box guitars, they've got a big, important part in blues history. Going all the way back. And one of the reasons why is because, 100 years ago, people in the Deep South who were really pioneering and developing the genre of blues music, they were in deep abject poverty, and they could not just go down to the music store and buy a guitar. So they took whatever they could and built stuff from scratch, just all any kind of junk around that they'd get it and put it together and make an instrument out of it. When John Lee Hooker was a little boy, his first instrument he ever played was rubber straps nailed to the side of a barn. And important, there's actually a lot of people out there who make cigar box guitars. And in the world of Christian blues, it's got a special meaning because there's one of the best Christian blues musicians on the planet, Mr. Glenn Kaiser. He makes these things and just sells them to fund and support a homeless shelter in the bad part of Chicago. And he made a comment. He said that these instruments, they're a metaphor for God's love for us, because these things, they're made from scrap. There's pieces of scraps and junk that nobody placed any value on. They were frankly headed for the incinerator, but they got snatched away from destruction, and they got turned into something special and beautiful by the touch of the master's hand. Right? Right. Here we go. This song, by the way, the inspiration for this song came from the first cigar box guitar that I ever got. It's called That Train Is Gone.
Train is gone, gone, gone. That train is gone.
about these guys, huh? Boy, you know you could have gone and stopped. You know you could have had a ticket, boy. You know you could have gone and stopped. But you wasted all your time, boy. You listened to a lie. Discern a subtle little message in that song? Anybody? Today is the day of salvation. How many of you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior right now and you are certain? You know that you know. How many of you, you're not at that point yet or you're thinking about it or whatever? If you're too embarrassed to raise your hand, that's okay. We're not putting you under pressure. I just want to let you know, understand something. I want to let you know something. That today is the day of salvation. We don't know that we have tomorrow. Tomorrow's never guaranteed. There was one night a few years ago, I was driving home from playing here, and by a split second, I missed crashing head on freeway speed into a truck that was stalled at a right angle right in my lane in the dark. And I could have not been here anymore. So we really don't know what tomorrow is. Tomorrow's not guaranteed, right? And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you need to think about changing that while you can, because if you miss that midnight train, there won't be no train no more.